Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Kritot Daf Chaf Bet Amud Aleph at the bottom. I'll take a look at Mishnah Bet of this, the fifth parak. Rabbi Akiva Machayel Sfeik Mi'ila Asham Tuli. We've already seen this opinion invoked. Rabbi Akiva says that if you're not sure if you violated Mi'ila, you have to bring an Asham Talui. V'chachamim Potrim. And we'll see what their disagreement is about. Umod Rabbi Akiva She'inu Meviat Mi'ilato, but you don't bring the payment Ad Sheid Fadalo until you find out for sure that you violated. Shiavimo Asham Vadai. Then you bring an Asham Vadai and the money. Amr Bitarfon, Malazem Mevishte Ashamot, said, why bring two Ashamot? Elamevi Me'ilah V'chomesha. Bring the amount of the Me'ilah plus the Chomesh. V'yavi Asham B'shnei Slaim. Bring an Asham, proper Asham. V'yomar, Im Vadai Ma'alti, if I really did do Me'ilah, Zum Ilati, here's the payment. V'zu Ashami, and here's the Korban. Im Safek Ma'alti, if I didn't, meaning I never find out that I did, Hama'ot Nedava, the money is a gift, V'asham Talui. Rabbi Tarfon adds in, the reason you can do this, which you can't do with a chatat, is it's the same exact animal and species that you bring for a safek as you bring for a vadai in the case of asham mi'ilot. Amar Rabbi Akiva, nir'in dvarav b'mi'ilam uta. I would agree with him if the amount of money was small. But if it's a huge amount of money, wouldn't it be better to just bring an asham with two slayim as opposed to bring a huge amount for the mi'ilah which he might never owe? So the conclusion of that is that Rabbi Akiva does agree with Rabbi Tarfon if it's a small amount. Tana Rabbanan. V'im nefesh. This is in the passage about mi'ilah. Why do you say ve'im nefesh? Because this pasuk, the vav, connects it with the parsha above it, which is asham talui. Rabbi Akiva, chamon potrim. Maybe Rabbi Akiva and Chacham disagree about whether or not the vav at the beginning of a parsha connects it to the earlier one, and therefore the later one can push up to the earlier one. Everybody agrees that you have to be able to learn in a backwards fashion, meaning a later parsha will inform an earlier parsha if it's immediately previous and the later parsha starts with a vav. And he's alluding here to something we saw in Zvachim. How do you know that you have to slaughter an ox of an olah on the north side? We learn it from Ve'im Minatzon at the beginning of the second parsha of Vayikra, which is with Avav, and that connects the Tzon to the first parsha, which is the Bakar, and it's only in the context of Tzon that it says Biyarach Tzafon on the north side. So everybody has to agree with that principle. Halacha Hainu Tamid Rabbanan De Patri. Why do they say you're exempt? To Gemiri Mitzvot Mitzvot Michatat. Asham Talui refers to not knowingly violating one of the mitzvot, and the chatat is the same phrase. So, malon devash chayvinos donot kared al shingato chatat. What do we know about the things that you chayv chatat for? The things that b'mezid karet and meshogin chatat. Alfakol shachayvinos donot kared al sveiko chatat. Therefore, al shingato asham talui. The only things for which you're a chayv asham talui is things that if you did it on purpose, you'd be chayv karet, and if it was a straight out shogeg, you'd be chatat. As opposed to Me'ilah, if you do Me'ilah b'mezid, there isn't karet. Tanya, hezid Me'ilah, Rabbi Omer b'mitah. Rabbi says it's mitah b'dei shamayim, which is distinct from karet. And chachamim omerim ba'asara, there's just a lav. So that's how they read it. Rabbi Akiva savar, ki alfina mitzvot mitzvot mechatat chelev, the fact that we have that gzera shava, which he accepts, is la'achi yudi alfina, and it's a limited gzera shava. Malon b'kfuah, kan b'kfuah, which means asham talui only applies when you would bring a chatat kvuah, la'fuki ola v'yore delo. In the case of ola v'yore, like matame mikdash, or shvuah to edut, then you wouldn't bring an asham talui. And that's what we saw earlier in the Masechet. Rabbanan, somebody, what's their comeback? There is no limited use of a gzera shava. Either it's total or it doesn't exist at all. And since you accept the gzera shava, you have to accept it all the way and say that it also cuts out me'ilot from chatat. Think that you could have a partial one? Certainly not. Everybody agrees that it has to be total. And by the way, keep pushing a disagreement and then saying everybody agrees to that principle. Elahainu Tamid Rav Akiva, what's his reason? Back to the Vav, Mosif Al Inyan Rishon, again, using the Vav to connect the later Parsha to inform an earlier Parsha. He said it only goes in one way, which is down, meaning that the Vav says not only what we learned there apply to here. Now, Asham Mekesef Shkalim, which is in the earlier Parsha, we learned that the Asham is Shkalim, which means Shtei Kesef. So that applies to the second Parsha, which is Asham Milot. Rav Asham Tali, Rakiva Savar, Ein Hekesh Lemechza. He says you can't use a Hekesh halfway. If you're going to go down, you got to go up with it also. And that, just like the Gzerash of our problem, is we all agree that a Hekesh is also full. So the Chuli Amar Yeshek L'Machtza, everybody agrees a Hekesh is full, everybody agrees the Gzerash Shava is complete. And by the way, that's exactly where the axis to the disagreement is. What's the reason that they disagreed? The Gemir Mitzvot Afkimi Hekesha. The Gzerash Shava that connects with Chatat pulls away from the Hekesh and makes the Hekesh partial. Rabbi Kiva, Asham Mekesef Shkalim Nafkale Mizot Torat Hasham. He has a whole different source for Asham Mekesef Shkalim. And so therefore he says the only reason for the Vav would be Lamed Al Yom Tachton and to apply Asham Talui to Milot. And where does he get it from? From Zot Torat Hasham, meaning Torah Achat L'chol Hashemot. One law for all Hashemot, they're all two Shkalim. The Asham Mekesef Shkalim. Rabbanan accept Zotorat Hasham. Avagachdim Zotorat Hasham. Mitzarech l'michtav nefesh. I still need it. V'amosiv al yon rishon. L'mitachtom l'yon. To learn that the Hasham Talui is two shkalim. V'mizotorat Hasham. V'mena ki amina Torah achat b'chol Hashemot. When would I say Torah achat b'chol Hashemot? All Hashemot are equal. And imil v'shar Hashemot v'adayin. That's when the Hasham is brought because you certainly sinned. Hasham Talui kevin al sfeik chelev v'akati. But Hasham Talui, which is only coming because you may have sinned, and Malo Yeis Feiko Chamor Mivadao, you can't say that if you possibly sinned, you should have to bring a more expensive korban than if you certainly sinned. So Mavadao Chatat Batanka, you can bring a Chatat cheap. Asfeiko Hasham Batanka, so maybe the Hasham could be cheap. That's why, in spite of Zot Torat, Vim Nefesh is there to say even Hasham Talui needs Shtei Kesef. Vamosiv al Yom Nishon. So Hanechel Mandar Zotorat Hasham. That only works if you accept Zotorat Hasham that all Hashemot have parity. Mandalo Dari Zotorat Hasham Ma'ikel Meimar. So the answer is Yalif Be'erkecha Be'erkecha Mi Hasham Mi'ila. And Hasham Mi'ila it says Be'erkecha and that's Shtei Shkalim and it says Be'erkecha in the other Hashemot. Vasham Shivcha Rufa Lo Katav Ba Be'erkecha. That's the one that doesn't say Be'erkecha. So you have to find about Ayel, the word that, the common word Ayel, the ram that appears in both them, tells you it has to be Shtei Shkalim. Okay, if we don't use Torat Hasham, we have another source. Now, at the end of the Mishnah, Rode Akiva, and, that if you have a small Mila, then you should bring the Korban the way Rabbi Tarfon suggested. Safek Maika Amar. What? Why do you say im vadai im safek? Why don't you say im vadai ma'alti and then if lo ma'alti? So what does that mean? Meaning if Rabbi Tarfon's solution is that you bring one asham and say if I really violated then this is my asham vadai and that's the money and if not the money is in a dava and then you say im safek. It doesn't mean if I really violated a safek, because that's not reality. It means if the safek will never be solved. But if you later find out, you still have to bring an Hasham Vadai. So that tells you that an Hasham Vadai doesn't need Yediyah. And therefore, right now, when you don't know whether or not you sinned, you could bring the Hasham and say, if I really did sin, it's an Hasham Vadai, and you'd be exempt, even if you find out later on. Okay, from here on in, we have a series of Mishnayot, Mishnah Gimel and on, that take us to the end of the Perek. Aisha Shevi'a Chatata Of. If a woman brought a Chatata Of, and because of a safek, and then before they did Malika, they found out that she had certainly given birth, then just do the same thing as a vadai. Again, the same principle. It's the same bird that you bring for either one. Now, interesting cases. You have a piece of meat, One's hekdesh, one's chulin. Achal achak neni yodei neizmen achal. Again, you ate one, you don't know which one it was. So now we're going to follow the model that Rav seemed to prefer, which is that there are two pieces. And one of them is a problem, one of them is not a problem. Or you're going to see later on, one of them is one kind of problem, one is another kind of problem, or one is one problem, and one is two problems. We don't know which one you ate. Patur. So you're exempt, because it's the only issue here is me'ilah. Rabbi Akiva mechayev Hashem talui, as we saw in the earlier Mishnah. Achal et hashnia, if you then ate the second one, mevi Hashem vadai, because certainly you violated me'ilah. Achal achal et hashnia, va'acher, achal et hashnia, but if you ate the one and somebody else came and ate the second, zeh mevi Hashem talui, zeh mevi Hashem talui, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says each one has to bring an Hashem talui. Rabbi Shimon omer, shnehem mevin Hashem achad. Together they bring one Hashem. And Rabbi Yo, because together, one of them violated the Mi'ilah, so they bring one Hashem. Abiyosir me'ein shayim v'in Hashem achad. Two people cannot bring an Hashem together. Next Mishnah. Chatichat chelev v'chatichat chulin. Again, two pieces. Chelev and chulin. So chelev now puts us out of the Rabbi Kiva problem of Hashem talui for Mi'ilah. Achal achat me'en v'in odezun achal mevi Hashem talui. Straight up, you don't know which one you ate, you bring an Hashem talui. Might have been chelev. Achal tashina, you ate the other one. Maybe chatat. Bring a chatat. Simple. You ate chalev. Achal achat adurishana v'acher v'achal tashina. You ate one, another guy ate the other. Zemi Hashem talui, zemi Hashem talui. And that might be Rabbi Kiva. That's not Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva is not on the plate here. Rabbi Kiva is only significant insofar as Hashem talui for me'ilot. Rabbi Shimon omer, shnei mevi'in chatat achat. Together bring a chatat. And Rabbi Yossi again says, in shnei mevi'in chatat achat. Next case. Chatichat chelev v'chatichat kodesh. Now it gets more interesting, because if you ate one, you'd be chayav a chatat. If you ate the other one, you'd be chayav an asham mi'ilot. Achal chat mi'en v'en odev is an achal. You don't know which one you ate. Maybe asham talui. You have to bring an asham talui for the maybe chelev. Rabbi Akiva, of course, would say more. Achal tashniya maybe chatat v'asham vadai. If you ate both, then you have to bring a chatat, because one was chelev, and asham vadai, because one of them was mi'ilot. Now two different guys ate the pieces. Each brings an Hashem Talui. Rabbi Shimon Omer, and of course Rabbi Kiva would add another Hashem Talui throughout this because of the Mi'ilah problem. Rabbi Shimon Omer, together they each bring a Chatat and an Hashem, because the Chatat for the Chelev and the Hashem for the Mi'ilah. Rabbi Yosemar Einstein V'in Chatat V'Hashem Echad. Either one of them can be brought by two people together as a stipulation of one of us sinned. Chatichat chelev v'chatichat chelev kodesh. Now it gets even more interesting. One piece is chelev, that's a chatat, and the other one is chelev kodesh, that's a chatat plus an asham for me'ilah. Achal achat me'en v'enev is an achal. Again, you don't know what you ate. Mevi chatat. Either way, you got to bring a chatat because you ate chelev. And Rabbi Kiva comes back into play. Rabbi Kiva omer af asham talui because of maybe me'ilah. Achal tashniya, I ate the second one. Mevi shnei chataot v'asham badai. You have to bring two chataot, one because of the two chelevs, and one chelev muktashi may have a different read, as we saw earlier in the Masechet, than a regular chelev, maybe a different pasuk, and an asham badai from Ila. Achal achad v'shnam v'achir v'achal tashniya, you ate one, the other guy ate the other. Zem mevi chatat v'zem mevi chatat. You each have to bring a chatat because you ate chelev. And Rabbi Kiva Omer is Zemezem Vin Hashem Talui, and each one of them has to bring an Hashem Talui because they might have violated Me'ilah. Rabbi Shimon Omer is Zemevi Chatat, Zemevi Chatat. Each guy brings a Chatat. Ushnei Mevin Hashem Echad, and then they join together. That's the point of contention with Rabbi Yossi, to bring an Hashem because one of them violated Me'ilah. Yossi Rein, Ushnei Mevin Hashem Echad. They can't do that together. Last one. Chatichat Chelev, Chatichat Chelev Notar. So you have a piece of Chelev. And you have a piece of chelev that's also got notar to it. Achal achat me'en v'yodev is an achal. You don't know which one you ate. Mevi chatat, that you got to bring as chelev. And asham talui, because you might have eaten notar. And not everybody agrees. Achal tashnia, you ate the second one. Mevi gimel chatat, you got to bring three. One for chelev, and one for notar. Achal achat v'yishna v'acher v'achal tashnia. Two different guys ate them. Zemevi chatat v'asham talui. Zemevi chatat v'asham talui. Each guy brings in a chatat for the chelev that he certainly ate, and asham talui for the notar he may have eaten. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Zemevi chatat v'zemevi chatat u'shtemevi chatat v'achat. And the two of them together bring a third chatat between them. And again, Rabbi Yossi says what he does, but he adds to it his reason. Ko chatat shiba'al chet ein shnayim mevi notar. If you have a chatat that comes because of a sin, then you can't bring them together. And the reason that's critical is because much earlier we heard Rabbi Yossi say that if two women come together to Yerushalayim and one had a vadai leida and the other had one that's patur, and but they don't know which is which. Together, they bring a korban and they make the tanai. They bring an extra chatat misafek, and they make the tanai that if I'm the one who had the chobah that is mine, and the extra one is her voluntary one, etc. Okay, that's the Mishnayot. Now, Amar Rav Avraham Nachman, the Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi throughout, Chatat Tudlo Maitu Shnehen. Says you can't bring a Chatat together. Ha'asham Talui Maitu Shnehen, but each one of them can bring an Asham Talui. Hayu Tanakama, so how is Rabbi Yossi any different than Tanakama here? It sounds like in each sequence you have Tanakama, then sometimes Rabbi Kiva, then Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Shimon, it sounds like he's repeating what Tanakama says. Maybe Rabbi Yossi disagrees about what happens when you're eating the second piece. The first piece was eaten by somebody else, and that you're not only chayav if there's two pieces there. Rabbi Yossi omer, which means each guy is going to bring an Asham Talui. So Rabbi Yossi. So you're actually learning that the Tanakama here is Rabbi Yossi. Okay, chatichat chayav, chatichat kodesh. We skip immediately to one of the middle cases. Actually, we get to the bottom case already. I'm going to Rav Nachman, V'leiti Nami Hashem Badai. Now, figure out this. When you ate the Chelev, and the other piece was Chelev Notar, and so we said maximum, let's say you ate both pieces, you'd bring three Chataot. So Rav says Rav Nachman, he also has to bring an Hashem to Notar, the Kodesh. Notar is Kodesh. So there should be an Hashem for Milot. Amar Le, Delepe Shavapruta. Remember, for Milah, you have to eat Shavapruta worth. But we're talking about a case where it originally was Shavapruta, because throughout we've had Asham Talui for Rav Akiva and Asham Badai for Milot and everybody. Asham Badai. So that was before it was Notar, Shavapruta. Before it was Notar, Shavapruta was fresh meat. But we have the famous line that says you could eat one thing and be Chayav four Chataot and one Asham. And that Asham is for Me'ilot, and one of the Chata'ot is for Notar, so you see Notar still has Me'ilah, and remember there you're only eating at most two Kazetim, because you're talking about Achila Achat, what the Beit Abliya can take. So Marle Ahibe Gasa, yeah, that's talking about a big animal like an ox or something, where even after a couple days it doesn't go bad, and it's still worth a lot. If Ahibe Dakar is with a Pema Dakar. Or you could also answer that that's talking in the winter when things go bad so quickly. Here it's in the summer where they spoil pretty quickly. Okay, achal achal et harishona. So I'm going to Rav Nachman. Rav Shimon is halal isur. Rav Shimon is in the mix here. And Rav Shimon talks about multiple chataot. But Rav Shimon is famous for having the position that in isur halal isur. I tell Rav Shimon omer, ha'ochel nevela b'yom ha'kippurim. Imagine this, an animal died Erev Yom Kippur. It's a nevela. And you ate it on Yom Kippur, patur. You're patur for Yom Kippur because it can't become more asur in Yom Kippur. That's Rabbi Shimon. So Rav Shesha, Breid Rav Yidi, you can go into Chalkulia Bechalba. Maybe you ate a kidney of Kodshim with its chalif around it. So it's all one thing together. Chalib Bechalba Namiya, Ka'alibi Isur Olin, but it had another Isur beforehand, which is that it's something that goes up on the Mizbeach. Hechiati Isur Notar Chayala, how can Notar be added to it? Chitem Esrael Rav Shimon, the Notar Isur Chamruhu of Chayal Isur Kal de Olin. Maybe Rabbi Shimon, you're going to think, says that Isur Notar is more Chamur, and a more Chamur thing can pile on. Hanavelad Isur Kalu, think about this, and Avela is certainly less serious than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur and Isur Chamur, Volokati Isur Yom Kippur and Chamur Chayel and Avela to Kalu. And Yom Kippur, which is more Chamur, does not add on to Nevela in Rabbi Shimon's world. The answer is that within the world of Kodshim alone, the Torah told us that Isur Chalal Isur, the Tanya, Asher Lashem. If somebody eats me, Zevach Hashem Asher Lashem, V'tumato Alav, what does that mean? The Rabotata Emurin. Even Emurin, if you eat Emurin B'tuma, you're Chayav. Emurin Kayalav B'Isur Olin. They already have the Isur of things that go up on the Mizbeach. You can't eat them. V'chelev Kayalav B'Isur Karet. And they also have the Isur of Chelev. Got the Isur Tuma, and there's a new Isur now of eating it B'tuma, and because the Emurin are Chelev, Chayel Olay, and it's still Chal on it. So you see that in the world of Kodshim, Isur Chal on Isur. Teda Shekenu, and we'll prove it. Ha Rebbe Sferle Isur Chal Isur. Rebbe holds Isur Chal Isur. Isur Chamor, Isur Chal, but only when the second Isur is more severe. Isur Chal, Isur Chamor, lo. Over Kodshim, Shemin Olay, Demar, Isur Chal, Isur Chamor, Namichal. But in the world of Kodshim, he says even a lighter Isur can add on to a more serious one. How do we know that? Isur Me'ilah Kalu. Me'ilah is less severe. than kodshim. Isur ikas mita, isur kodshim, isur chamur karet. Va'ati isur mita chayal isur karet. How do I know that the Tanya Rebbe Omer kol chaylev l'Hashem? Right? L'rabot emurei kodshim kalim l'me'ila, which means emurim. Now have me'ila tacked on to them, even though they already had the isur of chaylev first. Me'ila isur chamita, v'kachayal isur chaylev, the isur karetu. So you see that even Rebbe, who limits Isur Chalal Isur to a more severe one tacking on to a less, here says in Kodshim that even a less one will tack on to a more severe one. So that's why Rebbe Shimon says what he does. Rebbe Shimon explicitly says differently than that. He says, once something is a din of Olin, things that go up on the Mizbeach, the Isur Pigo and Notar can't attach to them because they need Isur Chalal Isur. And the answer is to machloket tanaim about what Rabbi Shimon said. Some people think he said that in kodshim isur chal isur, like we just said. That he says kodshim is like everything else, ain't isur chal isur. If you take that position, what does he do with kol chelav l'Hashem? What's it extending to? Mokim lebe v'ladei kodshim. He'd say that that's talking about v'ladei kodshim, meaning an animal, a female animal's hekdesh, and she gives birth. The isur chelev applies there also, along with the isur kodshim. The kasari v'ladei kodshim amatan in yon kadoshim. Because he holds the position that a v'lad kodshim only becomes hekdesh when it's born. And when it's born is also when the isur chelev comes. We don't say v'ladei kodshim me iman in kadoshim, that they are kodshim already inside the mother, which would mean that the Isra Kodshim would come first. They come at the same time. We finished this very short parak in two podcasts. We will begin the final parak of Masachet Kritot in the next podcast with Amevi Asham Talui. We'll discuss more about the issue of the Asham Talui and some very interesting cases and investigation into the nature of Safek. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.